Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Happy Monday to everybody out there. We were trying to look on the bright side. How we ended the bright side of the Bills' loss.
Mr. Brightside.
I want to get to this. They were just showing on TV down Broadway in Nashville. The college football fans were taking the goalpost from the stadium and parading down Broadway with it.
Yeah.
That looks like the most fun time I've ever seen in my life.
If I was on Broadway while that was happening, I would have joined the commotion.
Well, yeah.
Because they were taking it down to the river. So they took the 3 miles.
Did they throw him in the river?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So the 3 miles from the stadium, which, I mean, you see the
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was the most exciting game of the weekend.
And so what happened?
Well, you know, so Bama came off that really exciting game against Georgia last week where they won. They're number one in the nation. Vanderbilt, who has 2 wins this season. We all know one of them. And
no, we don't.
Okay, they beat Virginia Tech.
Okay.
All right. So they were 2-2 on the season. And, I mean, Vanderbilt jumped out to a 13-0 lead. Anyway, very exciting game. They won 40-35. Fans stormed
the field. Huge upset.
Well, the biggest upset of the season so far, right? Because if it wasn't for that, everyone would be talking about Minnesota over USC. But Vanderbilt beats Bama, fans storm the field. They don't have the automatically come down goalpost. So just like old school, the fans ripped down the goalpost and they took them the 3 miles from the stadium to the river. And that means right down Broadway.
So they paraded down Broadway with the goalpost and chucked them into the river.
That's right.
That's awesome. Like that is, that's a party.
Yeah.
Like, that's a story you'll have for the rest of your life. And I was saying, as we were watching this on TV, like that's one of those things that as a kid, I always thought I would do.
Yeah.
That I have now come to grips with. I will never be able to do that. Now, like briefly it was, oh, I'll go into space. That's not going to happen.
I never had that second one.
when I was like kindergarten, like, yeah, you know, I'm sure I'll be an astronaut someday.
No.
Nope.
I have no desire to go to space. Far, I don't feel like flying is.
Far from it. Yeah, I mean, I can barely ride a roller coaster without throwing up, so it's not going to happen for me. Yeah. But then, you know, everyone had the picture on their wall, or if you didn't have it on your wall, it was in every restaurant you went to, of everyone taking down the goalposts after the Bills clinched the division, right? And I'm thinking, like, wow, that's the fandemonium picture. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to do that someday. It's not going to happen. Yeah. Like, now they take down the goalpost right after the end of the game. It's a button, and they push it, and then the goalposts come. They just like go down so that nobody does. And then it's not the 80s anymore. You can't just run on the field.
No. But that's what makes
it tased.
That's what makes the Vanderbilt thing so cool. Not only Broadway. I mean, Broadway is what makes it cool. But the fact that most colleges now, the polls, you know, the goalposts come automatically down once a game's over. So the fact that they were able to still have it, and I mean, it's a really cool sight. Yeah, you know, Brian, another thing, you talk about things I always imagine. You know, I'm a loser, so I always imagine the last game at Highmark Stadium, which, you know, we're less than 2 years away from. The last game at RFK Stadium, I don't know if anyone remembers that, where fans just jumped on the field and took pieces of the field as they were leaving. We won't get that moment either because you can't rip up the field that's on right now. So another thing that I thought would happen in my lifetime that is not going to.
You're not going to be able to do it. But that's such a cool scene. And it's one of the, you know, not going to happen.
No.
Not going to take part in one of those. Oh, well.
Huge upset.
Yeah, dream denied. But oh, well. The Bills game... I don't know if there's a bright side, actually. I said we'll look at the bright side. It was a pretty bad one. Bright side, though, like generally speaking, Sabres should be writing the Bills a thank you card.
Yes.
They stunk.
Yeah.
But no one's talking about that.
They got trolled by the Devils.
The heat is off of the Sabres because the Bills stunk even worse.
Well, the heat usually is off until January because people are going to be more focused on the playoff push.
And then by January, it's...
Not this year, Brian.
Yeah.
You heard Lucas. Two teams started 0-2 last year and made the playoffs.
Yeah.
One of them won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they were two good teams.
Okay. We don't know. I mean, the travel and everything, they looked really good in the preseason.
Congratulations. Raise the banner. Undefeated preseason.
You told me before the mics came on this was going to be a positive vibes, Mr. Brightside
show. No, it is positive that, you know, now they get to enjoy not being ridiculed all the time because the Bills stunk it up on Sunday, so no one will be paying attention. Positive number one. Positive number two, I'm just, the Fire McDermott crowd is out, and I am, Like, I've come to grips with, like, I have to be this guy. I'm just going to be the full-on Sean McDermott supporter. I will, like, ride that to the very end. He could do nothing wrong in my books.
I mean, I will always say Sean McDermott has given me some of the happiest seasons as a Bills fan that
all
I've been
the
alive
happiest
for.
Seasons. Not some. All of them.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the Super Bowls.
All of them.
So, yeah.
They've been all of them. So,
I mean, I don't think it's wrong to question his time management, but I'm not on the we should fire him. He's been a very successful coach.
What are you supposed to do in that? You want him to run the ball three times. Okay. Well,
I think running the ball, they would have at least gotten a yard. It would have been nice to give Sam Martin a little bit of space on that punt, because then it could have gone a little higher, a little more. I mean, he was punting from the back of his end zone. I do think the run is more than just time management. I think it's also getting a few yards for your punter to breathe.
Maybe you would have got a few yards.
Maybe. I'm just saying, the passing game wasn't working yesterday. You don't need me to tell you that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's ridiculous to say, hey, maybe the Bills run one or two of those plays.
We spoke with Sal Capaccio this morning, and it was that's what I told him. For fans watching that game, it's the worst feeling you want. Not that Stephon Diggs had like the biggest game. It wasn't him who caught that huge touchdown bomb in the first quarter, but it was a game that you left it saying, man, like if only we had like a Stephon Diggs on the team.
Yeah.
Someone who could catch the ball.
I just want to. I'm not on the fire McDermott thing either. I don't want people to think I'm not on that.
If we got a new coach, would he catch the ball?
Is that, no, like but it just seems like every year there's this point in the season. You ever see those graphs where it says every season is this? There is always a people come out wanting to fire McDermott point. It seems like that's been the case the last three seasons, and I think that's ridiculous. The Bills are still a very good team. And
are they?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hey, they beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals are playing some very good football. Nice comeback
yesterday.
They
lost last week.
They won yesterday.
Okay, but I mean, are they very good?
They're a very competitive team.
They're a competitive team, but then we beat up two teams that stink, and then we got, we didn't get blown out yesterday. I mean, it made it close, but we got beat by two good teams. So I don't know if we're a very good team. If the good teams are beating us, then we're probably in the competitive level.
For now. Slow start.
Slow start. But, you know, these guys, the receivers have been in the league, with the exception of Coleman, for a while.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel, he's been in the league for a while. Matt Collins, he's been on like 12 different teams. I'm starting to see why.
Matt Collins did not have a good game.
No one did. They got to catch the ball. And even Coleman, you see what happened there? Yeah. Josh Allen rifled the ball at his head. You can't tell me that wasn't on purpose.
I mean, if he had been on the same game plan as they mentioned in the huddle 2 seconds earlier.
That play happened, he threw that ball at his head on purpose, because that's exactly what I would do if I was Josh Allen, is just start throwing it at everybody's head because they're not catching the ball.
You think he might have been a little frustrated
yesterday? It's a wake-up call, and it worked, and then he caught a touchdown like three plays later.
Yeah. No, I know that's the thing now, like, hey, wide receiver. It'd be nice if the Bills could get a wide receiver, but this is the team. It's like my fantasy team. This is the team.
But it doesn't have to be. You can do stuff. You can make moves.
You can't make a dramatic change.
Everyone keeps talking about Davante Adams. He wants out. Requested a trade. But the Bills aren't apparently says he'd like to play for Buffalo.
Yeah, but I heard the leading contenders were Pittsburgh and Dallas.
No. Dallas said they
Did I completely hear that wrong?
Yeah. No. Okay. The Jets.
Oh, great.
Who were playing this week. Yeah. So who wants him more? Come on. You're going to let this good guy go to a team that's directly competing with you? No. Bring him in. We need someone who can catch the ball.
For what, though? Matt Collins?
Yeah. Does it matter?
Well, it does matter. I mean, like, what are the Bills willing to trade? Like, I was about to say Oakland. What's Las Vegas?
Give him a draft pick.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I'm all for looking out there, but you got to deal with the team that the Bills have now. And the team the Bills had now had three really good games. And have kind of backtracked these last two. I think get it back on a motion on Monday night, a building the Bills have not played well in. And let's show the NFL that, Brian, we're not just a competitive team. The Buffalo Bills are a good team.
Well, will they be? I think they'll win. I think they'll win on Monday. And I think they'll win the next game. You know why?
You don't even sound that confident in saying that.
Well, I mean, I'm not super confident. But no, I think they'll win. You know why? Because they're playing the Jets. The Jets, they kind of stink.
Yep.
They play the Titans. The Titans stink.
Yeah.
So we should beat those teams. We probably will.
All right.
Then we play Seattle. And, we'll see.
They did not look good yesterday.
They didn't look good yesterday, so you know maybe it'll be one of those close games, right?
I mean, are the Bills going to be saved by the fact that the division is probably just going to suck this year?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it'll be. We'll be here every week. It'll be like, I don't know. It seems like no one can catch a ball. Isn't that, it's every game, though, that a ball is thrown. It goes right through the hands of somebody.
Yeah.
And it's somebody different every single week.
Yeah.
That's got to drive you insane.
If you're Josh Allen, you've got to be frustrated.
What do you do? I mean, is it too early to get a haircut?
Yeah.
Remember he did that last year? He got a haircut and then they start winning games?
Yeah, he didn't do that till like November.
I know. But
let's see what happens Monday.
Yeah, Monday?
Yeah.
A lost Monday, you got to get a haircut.
I also think the offensive line is getting way too much of a pass here by the wide receivers. I mean, there were some times where Josh Allen had no time.
All right, so the whole team stinks?
No, I'm just saying, let's not be so hard on the wide receivers.
This was a bright side show. Let's not be hard on these guys. These guys too stink. I thought, anyways, we won't dwell on it.
No. Hey, moving on. Sabres, their American season starts on Thursday, and then you got the Bills on Monday.
The games in the Czech Republic don't count.
No.
Why are they even playing there anyway? Name me one hockey player who ever played in the Czech Republic. I mean, they don't care for the sport.
No, but you know,
what are we doing?
Sabres come home. They'll have very excited fans there on Thursday. From the sounds of it, Brian's excited to get back. And they'll walk over.
You got one period. We got one period of grace. We will not boo the player introductions. You got one period of grace. But man, if they are losing after one period,
that walks the tunnel.
it's going to get loud in there.
Sabres fans excited to walk over the rubble on cobblestone and get to the...
You can't, by the way, I mean, that is kind of important. You cannot walk over the rubble.
I saw your picture over the weekend.
You have to know that's closed off to pedestrians back there. So you have to walk all the way around if you're going down there on Thursday.
And you were told...
It's a pain.
I was on the other side of the glass when you were told that this would be okay by the home opener.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's worse.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because it's all you can't walk through it. The entire South Park, you can't... it's incredible. So yeah, that's happening Thursday.
You should put a GoPro on you for your walk to the arena.
You have to detour around it, Joe, just like you did this weekend when they put up the new bridge on the 190.
It might have lasted
a little bit longer, the detour on Saturday, than some people were anticipating to go around. But, you know, one day to get the new look. What do you think about the new look?
I think it's very nice, even though that old pedestrian bridge, I mean, there's a lot of memories driving under it. You know, I mean, it was there. It was there forever. You know what's funny? When I see that bridge, I think of driving to the Peace Bridge to go to... whatever, Crystal Beach, whatever beach over there, like in the summer when I was in high school, when I had my first car, the 98 Altima, best car I ever had. And me and friends driving under that bridge to get to the Peace Bridge, to get over there. And now that that bridge, those memories are gone.
That was a gross old bridge. But you know what it's like?
It was a staple in old Buffalo, Brian, and we keep talking about the progress downtown. Yeah. This is a step in that direction.
Are you surprised that nobody stepped in and said we have to save the bridge?
I am. Yes, 100%. Come on. I'm surprised there's no bridge preservation group.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of, though, a lot in the town of Tonawanda when they took down the pedestrian bridge over Sheridan Drive? Because you think about that now, and I know from the look on your face, you have the exact look that I'm hoping people have, because this is the point I was going to make. That was there my entire life. It was a staple. I mean, and you couldn't miss it. This big metal pedestrian bridge spanning all, what, six lanes of Sheridan? Eight.
It was near the police station, right?
Right by the police station, to go over by the Aquatic Center and the park over there, spanned all of Sheridan Drive, was up there for forever, and then it went down, and after literally one day, it's like you forgot it was ever up.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
I'm having a flashback now because I had a few court appearances in that station.
I'm sure you did.
But yeah, they did take that down, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, right. But like, it would have been up there for, you know, 30 years of my life, and then it comes down one morning because they, you know, it was unsafe. They had to close it off for a couple years.
Right, it wasn't open the last 2 years it was standing.
No. You couldn't walk across it. But after they took it down, and still, I go on Sheridan Drive, I never even think about it. It's like I forgot it ever existed.
It was pretty ugly, too.
It was ugly, but I think that's going to be this pedestrian bridge in Buffalo. Like, we've driven past it, some people, every, you know, 5 days a week for 30 years or whatever it was. I think they put that little mural that was on it, I think that's about 20 years old.
Yeah.
That, maybe.
I don't remember it before the mural.
But the mural, maybe like 2010 or so, maybe a little before that.
Yeah.
I think it's when the mural went up.
I think you're right with 20, because I remember that in those summers when I was in high school driving under it.
But I think it's one of those things. You pass it every day, you're not even going to notice it being gone.
Could you still walk on the old bridge? Like, or had that been deemed unsafe too?
You know, that I'm not sure of. I don't know where you wouldn't be walking to anywhere, most likely, because a lot of the park has been, for the last year plus, closed. Yep. So now you're going to have somewhere to walk to. What do you think of the new bridge? You've seen it.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's a pedestrian bridge. It's nice. I saw...
We're hoping for a little bit more than... You know, we shipped this thing over from Italy.
I know.
It's Italian. I tell you it's Italian?
That's all I've heard about. It looks nice. I mean, every local news this morning had their cutaway shot when they were going to commercial break of this bridge. It's nice. Like, hey, I'm happy. I love when new things and when there's additions to Buffalo. I just want a greater Buffalo. Make Buffalo great again. And, hey, it's nice.
I got to see it in person.
Yeah, I've not seen it in person.
Because from a lot of the images I've seen, especially further away, where you can't see a lot of the details, it's a little underwhelming to me.
Well,
is why I have to see it in person.
It's a pedestrian bridge.
I've got to drive under it. I got to go see it in person this week and, you know, see what it's really all about, because I don't want to put judgment on it right now with what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, I could give a better description once I see it in person. But like I said, it's nice. It's not the old one. And hey, forward.
I look at it and the only thing I can think of is, could have made that here.
I mean, no matter what they had put over the 190, I could have said the same thing.
It's
the story of how it got here is kind of cool.
It's Italian. It's like,
I've heard, yeah.
I feel like a Christmas Story. It's like knocking on the crate. Like, oh, it must be French. And like every time, you know, we pass the bridge, you're going to be knocking on the bridge. Like, hey, what do you think about this thing? What do you think about it?
You know, every time you go under that bridge, whoever's in the car with you is getting that. Hey, you know, they shipped that from Italy.
It's Italian.
Yeah.
803-0930, if you drove under it or through it today, what do you think? And is that... Is it a nice addition? I mean, it's certainly nicer than what we had there before.
It's an improvement, and I'll take it.
But what are you thinking of it if you saw it in person? That and much more coming up. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hoping to hear from some people. If you saw the new bridge over the 190 this morning, what did you think of it? 803-0930. You got a couple of people already. someone... is there already graffiti on it? It's just a matter of time before somebody screws it up with paint. I'm hoping the bridge comes with anti-graffiti coating. Maybe it did, and that's why it's from Italy. I don't know. I'd give it 2 weeks.
I heard the Italians have come up with that, yeah.
That's what they do.
Can I ask a question when it comes to the graffiti? And, you know, if you call in, we won't give your information to anybody. But, you know, like when there's graffiti on, like, high-up traffic signs, mm-hmm. like the middle of the 990.
Yeah.
Now I realize
how do you do it?
Yes. How do they get up there and put the graffiti? Cars are coming 65 miles an hour. Again, the 990, not many cars on it, but I wonder.
You don't follow a lot of OSHA laws.
Yes, I
didn't. It's not a regulated industry.
I didn't think so. It's just like, has anyone ever come up on someone in the middle of the road graffiti in a traffic sign?
Isn't that
sign?
Strange? Like, I've never seen it. They're in heavily trafficked areas, but in action, I never see these people.
No.
I mean, it's probably like 2 a.m. But even still, like, I'm on the road at 4-ish. Hey, I mean, you never see anybody.
I've been on the road in the middle of the night, you know, after doing long special coverage here. I've actually never seen anyone in the act of graffitiing, if that's a word.
Is there any graffiti? Like, we're obsessed with murals now. We're almost obsessed with graffiti.
Yeah.
Because we have these murals all over the place. Which are basically licensed graffiti that look way better. Is there any actual graffiti that has enhanced the image of a building in Western New York that you can think of off the top of your head? Because every time you see graffiti, I feel like on TV or in the news, a big shift, right? In the last couple of decades, it's always been in a positive light.
Yeah.
They're always talking to graffiti artists who are treated like Banksy. Was he the one who switched this whole thing out?
I think he started it, yeah.
Where, like, now it's you're a graffiti artist, like, it's just it's an art form. And then every time you see an example when they show it, it is like this big, beautiful piece of artwork.
Yeah.
But in reality,
I've seen a lot of things that the news would never put a camera on.
It's in reality, it's never that.
No.
Like, we don't have, here's our problem, we don't have talented graffiti artists.
No, no offense to
no
the
offense,
Western New York graffiti. I have not seen.
I feel like we could do better.
Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, every train car or every other train car that you see go by has graffiti on it, Brian. I feel like, you know, when you don't see graffiti on a train car, it's missing something. But I can't think of anywhere in Western New York where someone woke up and there was graffiti and we go, oh, you know, that's what that building needed.
Perfect.
Yeah, it needed some graffiti.
On the text board, and this is the graffiti in Buffalo, isn't it? The little guy with the heart wearing a backpack. I think he has a hat on, too. You know what I'm talking about. But it's all over Western New York.
Yep.
Now, is that the same guy doing it every single time, or did somebody do it a couple times and then people just ran with the drawing?
Yeah, I think someone set the standard.
You don't think it's the same person?
No. I think someone set a standard.
It looks way too similar. Now, I've said this in the past. My dream job of being an authenticator, because I think it's something I would like to do and be good at. If I put on my authenticator hat for a minute right now, they look like they're done by the same person. Stylistically, like, they don't vary enough in how they're, like, if I drew it and you drew it, it might be the same thing, but you could absolutely tell that two different people drew this image. I don't think they're different enough to be done by a different person.
To that point, though, a lot of graffiti I see looks the exact same, and I'm sure it's not the exact same person. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of graffiti that the style it's written, everything, looks the same throughout town.
But we're talking about literally the same drawing.
Maybe it's the same person. Same person that's going around.
I kind of
think
it
their is. Mark.
Somebody on the text board saying, let's see. Unless they can paint upside down, I agree with you. They're all over Western New York. You see it on the 190, coming soon to an Italian bridge. It's on the train bridge in North Tonawanda, right by the Remington building. And it's been there for like a year. And I keep thinking, do people like this? Right? Because it's an easy thing to power wash off. But it's been up there a year, and nobody's done it.
So, it's getting a pass. People like seeing it.
But do you?
This artist has left their mark.
803-0930. If you know what we're talking about, or you know the guy drawing the little backpack guys all over the place, tell him, first, that bridge is Italian, hands off.
Yeah, right.
And second, what do you think about them? Because some people must like them. For it to be up for years at a time in some places. That, or we just don't care anymore?
I think it's the latter. Because there's a lot of stuff that's been sitting around for years and no one's brought the power washer.
But they're in pretty prominent places. Like, I'm thinking of this one in North Tonawanda. That's right on Sweeney in a road that a lot of people go over and you see it. Now, to be fair, it's on like an old rail bridge, which, it's not the most attractive thing in the world, but it might be a little more attractive without the graffiti on it.
Yeah, but I think of the graffiti on the, you talk about railroad bridges, right by the stadium in Orchard Park. There's been graffiti on that bridge that's been there for years now that hasn't gotten washed off. And it took forever. That ugly graffiti on the Niagara Falls Boulevard This Way sign on the 990 was there for years before they finally washed it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So I think we just, like, every 5 years they bring the power washer out.
They do. Because I remember every now and then, especially in the city of Buffalo, I have a video of the mayor power washing graffiti off. Live demonstration that we got.
Soon to be former mayor.
It came off pretty easily.
With just water, or is there like a mixture in that?
I don't know. Okay. But it was power washer. So, I mean, they were spraying it pretty good. Had a lot of oomph to it. It wasn't like one of these put it on the end of your hose at home, like, you know, as seen on TV yeah. gimmicks. It was an actual power washer, and it worked pretty good. You could do a lot of damage to graffiti in a few quick minutes, yet we're leaving it up all over the place, so somebody must like it. On the text, 8030930, somebody says, it's the same guy, he goes by the Stick Man. All right, if you know the Stick Man, or you have an opinion on the Stick Man, I never heard that before, let us know about
him.
8030930, because it is the most prominent graffiti around Buffalo. And I do have to say, it's a very low bar. It probably is the best graffiti. Has there been graffiti anywhere that actually enhanced the look of... Why can't we get, like, the graffiti they show me in Southern California on all these videos, where it's on, like, the side of a rundown old garage, and all of a sudden it's a beautiful mural? No, all the talented artists have gone legit, and they're doing actual murals. Do we have any talented graffiti people? They're talented at hanging from bridges, I'll give you that. Because it's tough to climb up to some of these rail bridges and hang over overpasses and spray paint that thing.
Yes.
But when it comes to the actual artwork, I just feel like we're falling behind here.
Yeah, I mean, there was a talented graffiti artist, and Randy Hoke said that he can't paint the water tower.
If the Stick Man went to Hamburg.
Yeah, and climbed up on the water tower.
And painted, you know, it's not going to be a hamburger, but just a bunch of stick guys with the hearts. Would that be good enough for everybody? Would we then say, okay, we're going to have to go and cover it up, and while you're at it, paint it the hamburger?
It would really force the hand of Hamburg.
They just leave it like they do everywhere else.
Yeah.
On the text board, someone says, hey, a couple of them. One, rail bridges owned by the railroad companies, and they don't care one bit about graffiti. Yeah, but the ones that go right over a busy street, you would think the town might have something to say. Or, again, maybe people just aren't bothered by it. Another one saying, once they power spray it off, it'll be painted again, so why bother? But that's a bad argument. Why bother doing anything? Why bother replacing the pedestrian bridge in the first place?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of questions.
Why bother doing this? Why bother that? I don't like the why bother rabbit hole that you can go down.
According to Reddit, this man's work has been seen as south as Gowanda. So he gets around Western New York with his backpack stick figure.
Someone else says it's also on the grain elevators. If you take a boat ride on the river towards Silo City, all the way up on the side of the elevators, not sure how you got up there. I would like to see him in action.
See, like, could the Stick Man call in? We're not gonna ruin his identity. I just want to know. Like, I'm more interested in how you get to these places to actually do your work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued by that too.
There's a lot of graffiti inside the old Wonder Bread building. I don't know who's responsible for it, but it looks good.
Is any of it good?
Some of it. I mean, some of it you can't use the language on the air.
Yeah.
But it's some good work. I don't know, but it's on the inside. You know, you can't really see. Just like all that graffiti that was on the inside of the Odd when they tore it down. You can't see it.
I mean, the Stick Man is an improvement to the S. You know, the stylized S that everyone did on their notebooks in school.
Yeah, in the 90s.
I mean, but that was popular graffiti for a while.
Very popular, yeah.
And then, you know, the S, there's names that you can't read.
Yep.
And profanity.
A lot of profanity.
So the Stick Man, I guess... It's a good,
yeah.
Right. It's a good, like, well, at least it's not that.
There's a heart.
It was a heart. That's nice. Yeah. That's cute. Yeah. You have enough people saying that, and they're like, all right, we'll let it fly for a little bit. Do you think it's going to happen to the bridge? I mean, I think with the effort it took to get this new bridge into Buffalo, I'd hope that if somebody does put paint on it, it's washed off pretty quickly.
Yeah, no promises in the city of Buffalo.
No promises, but come on. Like, it is a pedestrian bridge, so you can go over it and walk on it. Like,
they got to be prepared.
Yeah. You'd be pretty prepared.
Do you think we're talking about the first incident by this weekend?
No.
No? Okay.
Because it's not fully open.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you'd have to really try hard to get up there. And I would have to imagine it's monitored. But it is kind of weird how we go through different, like, you think about the town of Tonawanda, and I'm thinking of two graffiti incidents, and I believe one was on the bike trail not that long ago, and the new Rails to Trails, where there was graffiti and they had it cleaned up right away, and then just at Kenny Field the other week. graffiti all over. Now, it's a nice new playground. Obviously, you don't want it messed up there. But I do find it strange that some graffiti, it's an immediate call to action, and we'll hold these people responsible. And others, it's like, whatever, and we'll leave it up as long as you want it. Where's the difference? Like, where's the line?
It seems to be
playground equipment.
It seems to be a case-by-case basis.
Like, I mean, it's not like little kids don't see bridges.
No, I mean, I will give them credit that the playground should be cleaned up right away. I'm not saying that the bridges shouldn't be, but I do understand wanting to keep the playgrounds, you know, clean and graffiti-free for the kids to play around.
I like some of the text rolling in. Someone says that I actually have the little guys a tattoo on my forearm.
I thought we found them.
I like it better as a tattoo than I do as graffiti. I mean, that is a uniquely Buffalo tattoo.
Yeah.
If you have a Buffalo tattoo, there's what, a
Buffalo
75 or 80% chance it's a Bills or Sabres logo.
Yeah.
If you have a Buffalo themed tattoo.
Yeah.
And then there's not like a whole ton that you could do that's
Buffalo.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like Buffalo that people, that's one that instantly everyone knows, and it's got a Buffalo. As far as I know, it's only in Buffalo and Western New York.
Did anyone get the slug as a tattoo?
Oh yeah.
Oof.
Oh, for sure.
Rough.
Oh, for sure.
That one's rough.
There's a ton of them on there. Someone's saying, what's the little heart supposed to depict? Is there some ideology we should know about? I don't know.
I don't think too long about it.
Yeah, you're thinking too hard. Somebody else talking about the graffiti that's on the Buffalo Grand Hotel, that, again, it's bigger than the sign.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Go to the phones, 803-0930. Joe in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. What's going on, Joe?
Yeah, good morning. And, you know, I think it's kind of appropriate that that bridge has been installed in October, which is Italian Heritage Month. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. But, you know, like anything else, I think it's fantastic that they did something that looks decent instead of a steel bridge. You know, the only thing that I think it's lacking is maybe they should light it up like they do the Peace Bridge, you know, for special occasions.
Yeah, I have to imagine that's coming, Joe, because I think that's part of the reason from, again, I got to drive under it and get a close view. From some of the pictures I've seen far out, I don't think it shows how nice it really is and how detailed it is because the lights aren't on it yet. I'd have to imagine it's going to be lit up pretty well.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, let's face it. Anything the Italians make, it's going to last a couple of thousand years. So I think it's great.
You don't think we could have made that here?
And no.
Joe! Hey, thanks for the call.
No confidence.
That's a good way. That's a good walk-off to leave us on. No, couldn't build it here. I think we could have. Come on. There's plenty of talented. Although, I don't know. We're talking about the graffiti. There's not a lot of talented graffiti people around here, but
well, it's not California.
I mean, like, what is it?
What is it about California, or was it that we don't have the good?
What is it that we don't have good graffiti artists?
It wasn't, you know how you talked about space was your goal as a kid. Like, no one had graffiti as a goal, and in California they teach graffiti.
Well, is it now that if you're talented at art, you're more likely to be on Etsy than graffiti?
Yeah, you might have
There's
your
more outlets than
a shop open now.
Yeah, you can put a design on the back of a denim jacket you picked up at Goodwill and sell it for $150.
Exactly.
You're probably going to spend your time doing that rather than hanging from a bridge.
Yeah, you're bringing in a lot of money now as a graffiti artist on Etsy.
Yeah, I
wish
that.
I had a skill that I could sell on Etsy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No.
You see what they sell there?
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Yeah, nothing I could do.
You sell yourself way too short all the time.
Yeah, no.
You could do a million different things. You know what one of the big sellers are? Like the beer cans that are turned into candles?
Yeah. Just got to find some candle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know how to get a beer can.
I do.
Wax and a wick. Boom. There you go.
There you go.
You're a millionaire.
The Mick Ultra candle.
There you're hitting on, because no one does Mick Ultra.
Right.
It's all the, quote unquote cooler cans. No. I think you found your groove right there.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Open up the shop. Let's go. Somebody said the base of the new bridge was already tagged with graffiti and they whited it out.
Oh, geez.
Already. Which, I mean, but the base has been up for a while. So that's not like just a couple days and here we are with the graffiti already. Somebody else said there's a mall shop in, I mean, I'm assuming OKC is Oklahoma City.
Yes.
That sells those stick guy pictures with the heart on them. I'm going to be disappointed.
See?
If that's not a Buffalo thing, I'm going to be very disappointed. Well, now I'm just power wash them all off.
That's our regular texter from Oklahoma, so I'm guessing that that's an accurate statement.
Power wash them all off.
Yeah, see?
I'm serious. If it's not like a Buffalo thing, why are we keeping it?
He was just coming through Buffalo. Maybe that's him leaving his mark on Buffalo. Maybe he goes all around the country.
My four-year-old is about another 2 months of pre-K away from being able to draw that.
When he can, get him the can of graffiti spray and go on up there.
No, but what I'm saying, it's not like the greatest.
Yeah.
It's nice if it's a little Buffalo thing, but it's not like this Mona Lisa piece of artwork.
No, I gotcha. I still don't think it's the same person all over the place. I think it's a style that people are trying to replicate.
I don't know.
I'm thinking this Stickman thing was all made up.
I think it's the same person.
Here or all through the country?
Here.
Okay.
Not all through the country.
I'd like to see an example of this outside of New York State.
Well, you can look. I think there's one on what overpass on the 290? Oh, you don't take that way home, though.
No.
I was going to say, I see two on my way home. One on the 290, and it has to be somewhere. I mean, it's somewhere between Millersport and the Boulevard, I think.
Okay. The one I know of is in the city. It's on the 33. I can't tell you what exit,
They're all over the place. Yeah. But I know I passed two on my way home. One around here, another in North Tonawanda, and I'll compare them today. I'll take a little note. I'll see if they look like the same artist.
Because the two I'm looking at now are all different color paint. Not that that means it's different. I'm just saying there does seem to be a little bit of a difference in the style, but that could also be the size of the platform that the person was painting on. So,
somebody said, what's your thought on all the Banksy ripoffs throughout the city? And I don't, are we talking about the stick guys, or is there something else that I'm missing? Is there like a Banksy ripoff?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the balloon? Which one?
There are people that are copying Banksy, trying to say this is Banksy work.
Oh, there are?
Oh, yeah.
He's not coming to Buffalo.
No, I would. I wouldn't think so.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Banksy's latest work is probably not going to be in Buffalo.
Unless he was asked to stop by the bridge.
That be the one that we power wash off, though?
Of course. Always the wrong one. Yeah. No, Banksy was asked to do the hamburger, right? Come on. I'm still obsessed that they're not going to paint that water tower.
The worst part about that story, and you can read more at WBEN.com, is that they're talking about using some of the money they raised to make the Hamburg water tower a hamburger to instead put a hamburger mural on some building somewhere in Hamburg. And I'm sorry. No.
That's not what my money went towards.
That's fraud.
Yeah.
Because we gave it for the Hamburg water tower to be a hamburger.
To make the ugly water tower not ugly.
A huge hamburger floating above Hamburg. Not to put a picture of a burger on the side of a building.
I mean, that is the biggest eyesore, and that's saying a lot, on the 90 coming into Western New York.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of rusted up bridges, you know, but that water tower is you can't miss it.
Yeah.
And it's in rough shape.
If I gave any money to that, I would be thinking, no, this is not.
No.
This is not what I donated for.
No.
Get the stick guy to draw a burger on the side of a wall. That's not what we paid money for.
No.
We wanted the floating hamburger.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed. And maybe we'll have Randy on Hardline to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
That's that. We'll be back tomorrow. More bright side.
More graffiti.
More bright side.
I'm counting them as I drive home now, because I bet you there's more than two.
Oh, I got four on Reddit right here.
In Western New York
in Western New York.
All right, I'm going to have to look that up too.
All right, David is up next, followed by the news with Lucas Buckley. Before we get out of here, I just want to say to one of our most faithful listeners, Brian, happy birthday to my mom. Mom, happy birthday. Love you. David's next after Lucas on WBEN.